You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
It's morning. Time to wake up, get some coffee, and call your parole officer. It's John and Gordy in the morning on 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX 92.7. Yeah, that's it. John and Gordy.
It needs lyrics.
In the morning. There
you go. How you doing today? Yeah, it's kind of cloudy out there to start things out. Maybe a little sunshine here and there. Temperatures at 30, high near 50. It's going to be a fairly nice day. And it is time to reveal our text to win contest.
What's the first letter?
Word, the key word. Well, let me tell you a little bit about the contest here first, John. You know, there are four chances to do this during the each weekday, 7 a.m., like right now.
Okay,
during the
sure.
7 o'clock
sure,
hour.
I got it. It's about 7
then 11 a.m. 11 a.m. will be the next one.
All right.
And then 1 p.m. and then 4 p.m.
Four.
Yeah.
Okay.
Each day. During those hours, during this week and next week, those hours give you the daily chances to win the Chula Vista Getaway. Beautiful Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells, one of the nicest, most beautiful resorts that you can imagine.
I've still
been there many times.
We had parties there, and we've taken advantage of some of this.
Fantastic.
And they have a water park.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a beautiful
place. We tried
to
get you into the water park, but you wouldn't go.
Me?
Yeah, and then Weiss decided not to go too.
I have a fear of water. Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets are also up for grabs during some of the daily chances, and also $100 cash. So this time around, let me just check. Oh, I always have to ask you for verification here because I'm colorblind.
No,
but that's green, right? So that means $100 cash.
Yep,
that one
that's
there.
Green.
Okay, here's the key word for this hour. The key word is bird. Bird. Can I spell that? B-I-R-D. Bird is the word. That's the word. You can text it. That's right. Play the song. Woo! Everybody dance. Look out. Woo! The bird.
See?
Bird is the word. Keep it playing. All right. So you text that word, bird, to us at 608-879-8255. That's 608-879-8255. Or just use the Civic Media app. It's free to download. It's free to use. Just text us from that app. You can go to the WMDX part of that app and text us right now.
Sounds easy.
You got to get that word in before 8 a.m., okay? So this hour, bird is the word.
Bird is the word, yes.
And when you text that in, we'll give away a daily prize, and then everybody gets into the grand prize drawing of the brand-new queen-size mattress set from Verlo Mattress of Madison. That's the grand prize at the end of the contest. Every time you enter, you get another chance to win that grand prize. So bird is the word.
All right.
This hour.
That was a great song, huh?
Yeah.
Wasn't that a terrific song?
Yes. Can we get to...
They didn't get any royalties from that because...
I know.
It was a takeoff on another song.
On some other
song,
yeah. Yeah, it was a big hit, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you YouTube it for a video of that, there's a guy dancing around.
Exactly.
Singer. It's just very bizarre.
The band would not appear on Dick Clark.
Yes.
So he's out there.
Just the singer.
He's just flailing.
Yes. All by himself.
It was not good.
It's really, really funny.
It is bad.
Well,
let's go to the phones first before we get to our big story, and that is Pete Hegseth.
Yes.
All right. Let's go to Dick. What do you got for us, Dick?
Good morning.
Well, I guess it's time to quit always hammering on this administration for not being transparent.
Get more transparent. Good one.
And then having Jeffrey Goldberg sit in on this meeting, and the president, of course, he's so hands-on, he wasn't even there. I mean,
Yeah, and he doesn't know anything about it.
Yeah.
You know, no, I don't know anything. This would be like, back in 1944 in late May, early June, if Roosevelt and Churchill would have had a fireside chat and told the Germans where we're going to attack, because we don't want to look like we're going to pull a Pearl Harbor on you.
And, of course, you know, it doesn't matter. It was a successful plan anyway. It turned out all right. But, yeah, this is pretty incredible. See, this is what happens when you put so much faith in backing your nominee for a certain position that you can't go back on it. Not like it's an easy thing to do for Trump at this point. So he's going to have to do this. He's going to have to stick behind Pete Hegseth, I believe.
Why is it that I always get this vision of Trump as president, more like Mel Brooks and Blazing Saddles governor?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Exactly.
That's what it's like.
Dick. We're going to play
Dick, thank you for that call. But we lost.
No. Okay. Oh, did we lose him?
Well, I was going to ask him something else. All right. Never mind. We'll move on.
All right. So anyway, here's Pete Hegseth ripping into individuals that can't keep secrets, you know, that are balancing all the secret information out there for everybody else to see and hear. Let's cut 219. Let's hear Pete.
Apparently, the standard operating procedure inside the Clinton Secretary of State office was to send emails that couldn't otherwise be printed to the maid to print them out of a secure area or from a secure area and then hand them off. Any security professional, military, government or otherwise, would be fired on the spot for this type of conduct and criminally prosecuted for being so reckless with this kind of information. The fact that she wouldn't be held accountable for this, I think, blows the mind of anyone who's held our nation's secrets dear, who's had a top secret clearance like I have and others, who know that even one hiccup causes a problem, let alone a standard procedure like
that. Yes. Yeah. So, you know, that he was out there. Boy, he was really, really railing on Hillary. All that secret information out there for everybody to pluck. Well, well. Anyway, Jeffrey Goldberg, the editor at The Atlantic, was in on that that chat.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote, Pete Hegseth, the Secretary of Defense, had texted me the war plan at 11:44 a.m. The plan included precise information about weapons packages, targets, and timing. And so here's Hegseth's response, being asked by a reporter about the Atlantic editor and the article that followed. Let's listen to this.
You're talking about a deceitful and highly discredited so-called journalist made a profession of peddling hoaxes time and time again to include the hoaxes of Russia, 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 or the fine people on both sides hoax. Or suckers and losers hoax. So this is the guy that peddles in garbage. This is what he does. I would love to comment on the Houthi campaign because of the skill and courage of our troops. I've monitored it very closely from the beginning. And you see, we've been managing 4 years of deferred maintenance under the Trump administration. Our troops, our sailors were getting shot at as targets. Our ships couldn't sail through. And when they did shoot back, it was purely defensively, or at shacks in Yemen. President Trump said, no more. We will reestablish deterrence. We will open freedom of navigation.
Yeah.
And we will ultimately decimate the Houthis, which is exactly what we're doing as we speak from the beginning, overwhelmingly.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
what's that got to do with anything?
It has nothing to do with anything except for the
Pete
fact
Hegseth.
That now everybody knows, and you had a reporter in on the conference, and he reported what he could. You know, he didn't want to reveal all of the plans, and he was very responsible in all of this.
He didn't reveal anything until after the attack had occurred, and then he revealed.
Of course, blame the messenger.
Yeah, you know, he didn't deny that he sent the text either. He didn't deny it.
What, Hegseth?
Yeah. He didn't deny. He just like bashed the credibility of the editor of The Atlantic. He didn't say that he didn't send them the text.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
And I always love the example that they gave, which is always wrong and not a good example, and Russia, 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 right? Well, a lot of that was true. And we, you know, decided that maybe 8 or 9 Russians were guilty of trying to swing the election for Trump. Mm-hmm. Whether Trump was in on it or not, not provable enough, but there was proof. Just not provable enough at the point. So Russia is not the best example. You keep bringing that up. Sorry, man, you got caught on that one.
Well, in this chat room, I mean, there were, eight or 10 different officials from the Trump administration on this, and nobody realized that this reporter was also a part of the chat room. They had to have known that.
They did.
And yet, nobody said anything. Nobody flagged that. Nobody said, you know, maybe this isn't the right forum to be discussing this plan.
What the heck,
man?
Well, why don't we listen to, this is Jamie Gangle. She is a reporter for CNN, and she had this comment about it's cut 220. All right.
Here we go.
Just want to say I've spoken to 2 very high-ranking former intelligence officials, both of whom worked for Republicans, and they both said that they were stunned, along with everybody else, that there is no defense that this could have happened and that someone should be fired. So let me just give you a couple of quotes. I asked, would you ever set up communication like this on a commercial app? Absolutely not.
No.
There's secure video conferencing. This is not the way it's done.
Nope.
Quote, they broke every procedure known to man about protecting operational material before a military strike. The lack of operational security and stupidity is just stunning.
Yes. That's what it is.
Jamie Gangle, CNN.
And here's, this is a comment, I have to play this. This is Senator Josh Hawley's statement in regards to this. And this
Get
is
ready
one of
for
those
this.
Believe it or not moments. So let's listen to this.
Okay, strap in.
I mean, we don't know how much of this is accurate or not, but it looks like even if everything the Atlantic reported is true, it's the president's advisors discussing among themselves options they might recommend to the president. And nobody can deny the success of what the president is doing here, which is what Pete Hegseth just underscored. And this is what the leftist media is reduced to. They can't argue with the policies, which the American people support. They can't argue with this new demonstration of American strength that is keeping Americans safe at home and abroad. And, and so now we're griping about who's on a text message and who's not. I mean, come on.
Wow. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. Let's change the subject here.
Yeah, so what if people are listening in? So what if people are reading our texts?
That's just
isn't that
nuts.
Amazing?
Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with that guy?
Crazy, crazy. It is 7:18, this portion of John and Gordy. The morning brought to you by David J. Frank, your turnkey one-stop landscaping resource, celebrating 65 years of lawn care, flower care, trimming, shaping, pruning. Largest landscape contractor in Wisconsin, branches in Madison, Milwaukee, Kenosha, and elsewhere. You can go to davidjfrank.com. That's davidjfrank.com. Keyword this hour is bird. Back with more of John and Gordy in the Morning right after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning, beautiful morning in the capital city, Madison.
7:21, we're seeing a little sunshine peeking through the clouds. Temperatures right around 30 at the moment, high near 50. Just want to remind you, our text to win contest, we're in a keyword hour here, and the keyword this hour is bird. You can text us on the Civic Media app, free to download, free to use. You can text us there or at 608-879-8255.
You know,
you're free
to
get that word in.
You're free to give us the bird in a text.
There you go. But you got to spell out the word, okay? Bird, okay?
No emojis.
Got to get that in before 8 a.m., okay, for your chance to win the daily prize. And this prize, this time around, is $100 cash. And, again, you have till 8 o'clock to get that word in. There'll be other chances at 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 4 p.m. And again, the prize this time around is $100 cash. And we'll get to more information momentarily. But right now, let's get to Brittany Merlot, our Civic Media and WMDX meteorologist. Good morning, Brittany.
How are you?
Good morning, guys. Yeah. I'm good. Good. How are you?
Well,
good.
Fantastic. Boy, we're looking at your picture.
Yeah, we got it now.
Where you are posing, yes, a selfie with a snowman.
It's a very nice snowman.
Is that a small snowman, or is that in the background, or is that next to you?
He's right next to me. He is pretty small. The snow wasn't as compacting as I wanted it to be. Otherwise, he would have been a big, big snowman.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So you still have snow on the ground in Wausau.
That's a lot.
That's amazing. Yeah.
We have a lot of snowfall. I mean, we pretty much hit crazy record high temperatures, and then the last two snowstorms hit us with more snow than we saw all winter long. So it is a winter wonderland up here right now. It didn't even melt at all yesterday. We did reach highs in the upper 30s, but that snow kept us much colder, so we didn't really get as warm, and it's still here.
Well, you know, I was lamenting earlier this morning how depressed I am that we still have winter. You know, I was all ready for summer and spring, and, you know, we had grilled out a few times, and here we are, you know, in this cold weather. It's cold every damn morning. I got to put a scarf on and a jacket. And I'm not happy about any of this. You know, we should be in spring. The trees should be turning green. You know, the animals should be returning to my yard. Every animal in the neighborhood is in my damn yard.
When's it going to happen? When's spring really going to get here?
You know, I would say April for sure. But right now we are going through a warm-up, so we're slowly getting there. Ton of sunshine today, highs in the upper 40s, pretty mild. We'll do that again tomorrow, highs in the upper 40s, a ton of sunshine. Mm-hmm. But then we have some rain starting to move into the forecast as we close this week out. So we could wake up to some spotty showers Thursday morning, but otherwise it'll be partly sunny and feeling like spring. This is the day we're going to near 60 degrees on Thursday. Okay. So we really start to warm up.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. And then Friday, you guys are lucky enough to get a slice of the mid-60s.
Wow.
Not too bad.
All right. Okay. Yes. See, I need that. I need to kind of recuperate here. All this cold weather. I'm just not a happy camper anymore.
What about
Here's the interesting thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
So that day, Fridays, it'll be 65 by you. It's only going to be like 35 by me.
All right.
The state is going to be completely different. Yeah.
Well,
just getting that lucky.
Yeah, you want to live up north. That's your deal.
And the weekend?
The weekend's looking wet, unfortunately. We got scattered showers and maybe a storm on Friday, and then we've got a ton of rain ramping up on Saturday, and it could flip to a wintry mix on Sunday. It's gross. The weekend's kind of gross. I'm sorry. I wish I had better news.
Well, that's the way it goes sometimes. You know, you have to report the good and the bad news as well.
Good deal.
So,
all right, Brittany.
You got my permission.
Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Brittany.
We appreciate your picture with the snowman, too. Thank you for sending that in.
Okay. Yeah, people should check out your
emails.
Did you see
his nose? Mm-hmm. It's a leaf. I just wanted you to
know.
Oh, it is.
Oh, there's a leaf on the nose.
Well, here, let's check that out.
Wait,
again.
Let's roll let's back look here look for a second.
It's a marijuana leaf. Oh, my God.
Oh, pot leaf. Okay. Where? Just kidding. All right. Brittany Merlot, thank you for joining us.
Bye, guys.
Our WMDX meteorologist. Okay. We got a few minutes here.
We got one more cut on the Hexa.
Okay. Well, let's...
Because this is a surprise reaction from Pete Buttigieg.
Oh, boy.
Former mayor and transportation secretary. The guy is very responsible and one of the best communicators in the world as we speak. He had this information. This is how he reacted to the Pete Hexa debacle that took place. Let's listen.
And to see this administration claiming that it cares about competence and merit, and then be responsible for an epic fuck-up like this, demonstrates that these are not serious people. I was an intelligence officer for about 7 years in the U.S. Navy Reserve, and I occasionally handled highly classified information during my time in the cabinet as well.
Let's pause it right there, because this is a best explanation so far. You know, I work for the census, and everything we do is extremely confidential, private information.
Right.
We do everything we can to keep it private. My computer goes to sleep every 10 minutes. I have to log back in.
It's a specialized computer.
We make sure everything is completely confidential. No one is to see the screen on my laptop as I do these interviews, even if they're family members. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is that secret. And this is Pete now explaining what the government actually does and requires for privacy. And when you think about this, this, and you compare it to you know, what's going on as far as let's listen to it.
All right.
It can be hard to explain just how much goes into keeping that information safe. It is only available to people with a security clearance and a need to know. It's only discussed in certain facilities that are hardened to make sure that they don't have the same vulnerability to surveillance as most places. And importantly, you only ever use classified systems to discuss classified information. So America needs answers on why an unclassified, commercially available app was used. And even more importantly, how some of the most powerful people in this country didn't know that they accidentally included a journalist while they were discussing classified war plans that they had yet to authorize and execute. This is not something that's just important for its own sake. I know Americans who lost their lives because of intelligence failures. This kind of intelligence failure calls the question on whether there is any place for merit or competence in this administration at all. Because if they're not, highly serious consequences for this level of screw up, then it will make clear that all of the bluster about merit that you hear about from this White House is just bullshit.
Yeah, that's right. You know, they're talking about DEI, getting rid of DEI. They're going by merit, and this is an example of merit.
Oh boy, that's Pete Buttigieg. Yeah, it's amazing. 7:29 rather, and after the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke, we will welcome in Jim Santel into the conversation with John and Gordy in the morning, WMDX.
Let the sun shine. It's the John and Gordy Show.
Of the show is being brought to you by Liquid Lawyer, the product to turn to when your liquid plumber overcharges you.
Does that happen?
7:34, 30 degrees, highs today close to 50, seeing partly cloudy skies this morning. The break into spring text win statewide contest is on. We are in a keyword hour here until 8 a.m. You have a chance to text in that keyword, and the word this hour is bird, B-I-R-D. You can text us right now on your Civic Media app, free to download, free to use. Find the WMDX portion of that app, and you can text the word bird in before 8 a.m. The prize this hour is $100 cash. We'll have other prizes during the keyword hours of 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. All gives you a chance to win that $100 cash this hour. There'll be other prizes like the Chula Vista Getaway, the Milwaukee Brewers Club-level tickets. Every time you enter in, and it is a statewide contest, you get a chance to win that grand prize drawing. At the end of the contest, a brand new queen-size mattress set from Verlo Mattress of Madison. So keep texting, and you'll get more chances to win. Again, the word this hour is bird. And by the way, this portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better and dream bigger. The mismatch sale is still on. Biggest sale of the year. Mismatch on the outside. Long-lasting Verlo craftsmanship on the inside. Save an additional 10% off of every mattress and box spring. Wake up and sleep better with Verlo Mattress of Madison, east side location and west side location. Verlo.com.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Just give us the bird here in the morning.
Text us the word
Texas bird.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Now it's time for our special guest, Jim Santel from Amicus, a law review, which you can listen to on Saturday from 9 to 11 on the John and Gordy in the Morning show here. Jim, so much going on, as you know. So many arguments being made because of the Aliens Enemies Act. And yesterday, the court proceedings were broadcast on MSNBC Live. It was interesting listening to the judges. There were three judges in all of this. One didn't really say anything. But I don't know the female judge's name, but she really, really took it to administration and their arguments that they were trying to make or try to get through here. She was talking more about due process. They were talking about, and I can't remember what their point of view on that. What was that, Jim?
Sure, absolutely. And the judges And I suspect you do know their names. Karen Henderson. The one you're probably thinking of in particular is Patricia Miller.
Yeah.
And the third one is Justin Walker. Those are the three. And that's routine. People sometimes ask, well, gee, why are there three judges? We're at the appellate court level now, no longer a district court judge, although he was on the bench yesterday as well. They were plainly responding to this appeal from the lower court, challenging the lower court's decision to enjoin, to stop these planes from taking the Venezuelan immigrants to El Salvador. Again, you might think, well, gee, they're already there. They are. Lots of issues related to that. But along the way, you've got it just right. You've got, fundamentally, the judges are looking at this statute, 1798. Nothing wrong with a late 18th century statute to justify your actions in 2025, yeah. but plainly passed by our Congress way back then, because they were concerned, frankly, about the Brits maybe coming back. And indeed, War of 1812, we knew that happened. And what did they do? They said, okay, we'll give the executives great latitude. If, in fact, there is a declared yes. war, and they're plainly thinking about the Constitution, right? Congress does that. And in that situation, if you've identified a hostile nation, maybe at that time it would have been Great Britain, and you've identified alien enemies, all of this, then you can summarily remove subjects who might be a threat to your country. So just to unpack that again, already I think probably we're all raising our eyebrows, rolling our eyes, thinking, gee, I don't know that we're at war with the Houthis and that Yemen is in that position. But beyond that, as you just said, the due process issue is the government, your government, our government, Donald Trump, rounds up some 200 people who are here. And by the way, they're all entitled to the protection of the Constitution. Don't have to be a citizen. You're here. You're entitled to protect. You round you up without any due process. Exactly. And this is what is what you were hearing yesterday. These folks needed to have an opportunity to appear before somebody to explain whether they were gang members or not. And that's one of the principal, although not the exclusive issue. This is a real, real mess, not procedurally, but in terms of the substantive invocation of this by our president.
That's right. Both judges, one appointed by Trump and the other appointed by Obama. And they agreed, at least in part, about the due process part of the part of what has happened here, and not giving these people, the individuals, the ability to at least be heard in a court.
Absolutely. And again, we've got this anecdotally, but this is the reason why you have judges who have evidentiary hearings and people come in and talk about these things. Some early indications, some of the families that yes. that they may have been rounded up in part because of their tattoos. It's one thing you can look to determine whether somebody's a gang member. And this is a street gang called Tren Iragua. They're in Venezuela. But others are coming forward and saying, wait a minute, my brother, my friend here had that tattoo because it's one of his favorite soccer teams.
Yes. Right.
And if that's your basis for doing it, wow. But the point of that is, once again, that's the reason why we have judges before someone is deported this way, to get into court, to have some sense of procedural rightness. That's what James Madison contemplated by the Constitution. And it will be interesting. Plainly, the Court of Appeals is going to they already have told this president he's acting unconstitutionally, illegally. At some point, this may come to the Supreme Court. And there, as we have talked before on this very broadcast, there we run up against John Roberts and five others who talked about the need of a president to act quickly with muscularity. Can't be impeded by tendrils out there. Got to be deft. You got to be moving quickly. Can't in any way have any of these impediments to doing the job. We are in for another very interesting and potentially catastrophic time in our nation's history.
Right. The executive actions, they've given him a pass on this. He could do these things.
Absolutely. Has immunity for official acts, right?
Yeah. I don't know how can we hold him accountable for doing stuff like this?
Right.
Of course, and then there is the other part of it. It's not part of his act, but it's part of, the due process that we give everybody in this country, as you mentioned earlier.
Right. Exactly. And to ask the question that both of you are asking now and even off the air before we began, where are we going with this? People overuse, and I like to think I've been very, very reluctant to use the word constitutional crisis. Every time there's a disagreement between branches, that's not a crisis. That's the system working, right? That's one court saying, no, legislature, you can't do this. Legislature is saying executive. That's checks and balances. Interestingly, as we've talked before, Watergate was not a constitutional crisis. Hmm. Why? In the end, Richard Nixon, remember that? I think we're all old enough to remember that. Sam isn't, but he knows it from his history books. Richard Nixon sitting there at the table with that pack of tapes saying, I'm going to release these. He was responding to a federal judge who said, release the tapes. Mm-hmm. And Richard Nixon took the chance that by releasing them, he could get this behind him. They weren't that bad. Of course, they were. But he abided by the rule of law. It was not a constitutional crisis. Here, you've got Donald Trump in other cases. Plainly, in this one, depending upon if the government, if the Justice Department sent those planes in the air as the judge was either deciding or even after he decided this case, you've got a president who's saying, no, I don't care. You've got his immigration judge saying, federal judges? Federal judges? Who are they? We're not following federal judges. We've got, and here's the really scary one for all of us. We've got the Attorney General of the United States of America. Mm. She is our chief federal law enforcement officer. I get the others. I get people on Capitol Hill defending the president right now. That's a political thing. You've got a chief federal law enforcement officer who's saying this judge has no power. This judge is acting without authority. And again, undermining the entire system by which, frankly, she has operated all of her career. We have operated all of our career. And what is the message being sent to every single unit of the Department of Justice right now? A judge tells you to do something. My boss, the Attorney General, has said, we can pick and choose. We can say no. And that's what Pam Bondi is saying these days.
Right.
That is opening up again many, many constitutional crises down the road.
Talking with Jim Santel. Phone lines are open, 608-879-8255, 879-TALK. Jim Santel from Amicus Law Review. So on it goes. I remember with, you know, Nixon, as you said, completely different thing. He did abide by the law, but it also took the Congress to stand up. And I remember very clearly that the foremost, you know, there were four or five Congress people or senators and congressmen that went to the White House and told Nixon, look, if you want to try to go to Congress, you're going to get impeached. And the writing was on the wall. And that's when Nixon decided it was over. He was going to resign. But this is such a different picture from back then. The Congress seems to have nobody that's going to step up on the Republican side to say enough. You know, they're powerless, it seems.
Right. And on this issue, plainly, we're hearing that already. We're hearing the president has the authority under his war powers, right, to invoke this. And we're getting that pushback. Maybe privately some of those conversations are going on, but they need to be in public so the American people know that there is that same sense of balance out there. The other issue, plainly, you're talking about this very thoughtfully. Also, I think appropriately, with great, great, profound concern, is this leak about the Defense Department, right? There too, you've got members of Congress. Every single person should be saying, "This is our national security. This is our safety."
Right. Yeah.
And there has been a huge mistake here. We need to focus on this. Instead, they're again justifying what happened here. That's not checks and balances.
Well, you know, we've had an invasion across the border for at least, you know, maybe 50 years, 100 years. So it's really not an invasion that requires a war act of any sort whatsoever. And now we have these judges, you know, who are coming out and stopping the administration from just doing anything it wants. But then we have the irresponsible Congress not doing anything because they are of the same party as the president in this case. And lawmakers are now, of course, sending out, I guess they're trying to call into question these judges by filing impeachment articles against these judges. Believe it or not, Andy Ogles of Tennessee filed impeachment articles against a U.S. district judge in Maryland who had ruled that Trump's massive cuts to the U.S. agencies for international development were likely unconstitutional. And there's another impeachment proceeding against another judge. This is insanity. They're going in the opposite direction. They're not backing up the Constitution. They're actually going with the president on this and trying to impeach judges for, you know, stopping the president from doing anything he wants.
Right. Absolutely. And again, the small bit of good news is out there. You do have the Chief Justice, as you know, John Roberts,
yes,
issued this very tepid statement. Hey, mm-hmm, we shouldn't be doing impeachment. Call upon John Roberts to be a whole lot more, to use his own words, muscular, and say, you know what, back off. And let's talk more generally about the rule of law. The impeachment thing is absurd, but then go beyond that, John, mm-hmm, and he hasn't done that either. That's also a failure from my view, but being strong from the judiciary perspective.
Jim Santel, stay with us here. We will be back with more. David J. Frank brings you this portion of John and Gordy in the Morning. David J. Frank, your turnkey one-stop landscaping resource, celebrating 65 years doing lawn care, flower care, trimming, shaping, pruning. They do it all, commercial and residential. The largest landscape contractor in the state with branches in Madison, Milwaukee, Kenosha, and other locations as well. You can find out a whole lot more by going to their website, davidjfrank.com, davidjfrank.com. Back with more of John and Gordy with Jim Santel in just a moment on WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Is this our piano lesson time
it
here
is
on the show?
Yes. Tickling the 88s.
Yeah. WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the Morning.
751, mix of clouds and sun today, high near 50, right now still near 30. The text win contest, this hour's keyword. You have eight more minutes, just a little under 8 minutes, to text us the word bird this hour. You can text us on our Civic Media app, free to download and free to use. You can text us there at the WMDX site. Also, 608-879-8255. 879-8255. You'll have other chances to win at 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. Prize this hour is $100 cash. Mm-hmm. And again, it's a statewide text to win contest. Every entry puts you into the grand prize drawing of a brand new queen size mattress set from Verlo Mattress. And that will happen at the end of the contest. Verlo Mattresses, their mismatch sale is back. It's the biggest sale of the year. Mismatch on the outside, same Verlo long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside. Hurry in now. Save an additional 10% off of every mattress and box spring. Wake up and sleep better. Verlo Mattress of Madison, east side and west side locations. Go to verlo.com for more information. Again, just a few more minutes to text in the word bird. That's the keyword this hour.
We have Catherine in the, came into the studio here.
I came in, you know, don't touch that. I'm fine with volume. Thank you, my headphones. I just have one question. Mm-hmm. The Constitution, the constitutional crisis, the constitutional crises. He even said crises. Jim, you said crises.
I did.
Are we heading toward a constitutional amendment of any sort, a rethinking of our Constitution after this weird presidency?
You know, all those things, right? The fact that we've been talking about that underscores the extraordinary nature of this, right? Exactly. And so we certainly, Americans have the capacity, right, to amend the Constitution through our legislature. If we had elected a vital and active legislature, you can pass laws that correct these kinds of things. The constitutional amendment process, it's very, very burdensome intentionally. You've got to get, obviously, the states. You've got to have both houses of Congress. It is a lot to do, but you've also got a legislature, and I think that's where your point is going here, too, that should be outraged by this and should be saying, you know what, we do need to pass new legislation to not only enforce our support for the judiciary. You've got the immigration czar, once again, who's talking about judges being completely out of touch and frankly, doing things that are in violation of law. You can have a legislature that's also coming up to the desk and saying, we're not doing this anymore. If the American people insist on that, even there, again, you wonder out loud, are we so politicized? This is the problem. Are we so politicized that you could not even get some remedies? And absent, once again, your very good question goes to the fundamental issue here. Absent another branch, whether it's the legislature, the Supreme Court, telling the executive, you can't do this. It's in this case, yes, but it's in the other cases as well, right? We've got other situations. We've got all of these matters involving USAID, involving decisions about domestic monies, where it's very clear that the administration is simply saying, well, we don't want to do that yet. That's in violation of our fundamental principles here. And the question is, are Americans going to tolerate that indefinitely? We're 3 months into this, and we need to get our acts together.
I've always had a question, Jim, in regards to a constitutional convention as opposed to just passing a clean constitutional amendment. What are the differences? Is there any difference at all?
Sure. The amendment process, again, it's cumbersome with the states, with legislature. It takes a lot. We recently saw the ERA, maybe finally after many, many years. I think it was passed. I think it's part of our Constitution now. Joe Biden did a little bit of that. The Constitutional Convention is much more interesting, and it's also, as everyone has said, in this time, much scarier, right?
Yeah, scary.
Because there you're getting everybody together. You're getting delegates together. Presumably they would meet in Washington, not necessarily the Capitol. And let's go at it. Let's rewrite the Constitution from start to finish right now. Or at least let's pick it apart and see what we want to keep, see what we don't want to keep. And then we'll go back and we'll get that thing either ratified or rejected. Notion that we could get anywhere near the consensus. And again, it wasn't consensus back in 1787, right? We had this little thing called slavery that we could not resolve, ended up with a civil war eventually.
Yep.
But the notion that today we could get representatives from admittedly all sides would be split right down the middle that could agree on something and present a new document that incorporates our fundamental notions, the Bill of Rights, but also corrects some of the things we're seeing right now. It opens up a door.
A can of worms.
Depending upon how that happens, right?
Yeah.
That's the issue. That's the issue.
And you know, another state signed on to a constitutional convention the other day. So they're another step closer to doing something like that. But again, can we get just a clean amendment to the Constitution as opposed to a convention?
Right. You could, depending upon how you describe it. Mm-hmm. And it may, in fact, be having to do with, might be fairly elaborate, might be the thing that lawyers love to do, which is lots of words, circumscribing more the role of the executive right now. Maybe that's it, amending Article 2 of the Constitution. That you could do with the process in place.
All right.
Jim Santel, thank you for joining us. That's Jim Santel, the host of Amicus, a Law Review. You can hear on the Civic Media Radio Network weekends.
We need an entire morning with you, Jim.
Yes. Maybe a whole week.
You tell me when and we'll be there, right?
All right. That sounds
As we always say, it's a lot. It's a lot.
It is a lot. Thank you, Jim. Tomorrow, we will welcome back in Mike McCabe, Substack blogger and author. Stephanie Miller's coming up next. John and Gordy will be on filling in for Maggie Dawn this afternoon, 2 to 4. We hope you join us then. John?
I can't wait.
You have a great day. Stephanie Miller's next. So long.
Let the sun shine. It's the John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.